Hey guys, listen. That's right, I'm having a beer. So this should be a much better video. So you know how entitled femmes are nowadays, and on their dating sites they want somebody who's 6 foot, has lots of money, is good looking, even though this femme is just a 2 on the scale. But they're starting to add something else as well. Yes, the size of your donger. There's a femme who won't accept anything less than 5.9. I guess that's inches. So really, they don't want a human being, they just want stats. They want a certain size penis, you have to be a certain height, you have to have money, and you have to look reasonably good. No mention of your personality, I guess you just don't even need one. We are actually witnessing the most shallow people on the planet, aren't we? And we all thought that size doesn't matter. Well, I guess you guys out there and us guys should reciprocate. We would like to stipulate a nice, tight vagina. But I'll be honest with you, as they get older, it's not that tight anymore. You have to flip-flop them around to get the right sort of thrust. And of course, if they have babies, it's never quite the same again. They can do certain exercises, but it only helps a little bit. And of course, if you say anything to her, it's always your fault for giving her the baby in the first place, as it would be. But a lot of femmes don't do the exercise, and they're quite floppy. And of course, over time, it stands to reason it's like a piston in an engine. After a few rotations, or quite a few, it gets a bit floppy. You get piston slap. And the only way to fix that is to either get an oversized piston, or get a rebore, or more likely, get a new engine. And when you see these 40-year-old femmes saying, "I've still got it, and look at me," I bet you any money they're burning a lot of oil. So guys, when you go on a first date, you better take your measure tape with you, and be expected to get your dick out at the restaurant table. I'll put a link to the story down below. Now, I don't know whether 5.9 inches is slack or solid, if you know what I mean. It doesn't worry me either way. I've got mine tucked in my sock right now. But it does bring to mind one time way back when I got this girl back somewhere I can't even remember where, and she said, "I won't be able to take all that." And even though I was really drunk, it made me feel good. But funny, she did make it disappear pretty quickly. And I just thought of something, you know, there's a sort of a dating game on TV or something, and all these guys look kind of similar, and then it comes to the end sort of bit, and all the men walk up to this sort of long table and whip their dongers out on it, and this table's all measured out and everything, and who's ever got the biggest one wins and gets the overweight femme in the corner. You see, the thing is, femmes are so shallow and materialistic, they think all men want is just a body, when in actual fact, real men are looking for a partner in life, with a goddamn personality. And I guess we're shit out of luck in the modern world. You take it easy, guys, and don't worry, they have things that you can buy to enlarge your penis. It's called a goddamn Dyson. Wait! In the short distant future, the first date.
Is your name Brad?
Yes, it is. Is your name Chlamydia?
That's right. You're my date.
Apparently. Shall I sit down beside you?
Wait a minute. Let's cut the crap. How big is your dick? Get it out. Oh. That's quite big enough. Quite thick, too.
Yes, I get that from my father. He had a thick one and his father before him.
All right, sit down. Let's get some serious talking.
Very well.
How much money do you make a year?
$100,000, less tax, of course.
That's a bit low. You got a house?
Yes, semi-detached.
Oh, I like completely detached, but we'll talk further anyway. What car do you drive?
An Audi A4.
Yes, that'll do. Is there any chance of you getting promotion and more money?
Yes, I'm working for this company ever since I left school, so they're going to put me through and bring me on up, if you know what I mean.
All right, you've passed a lot of the tests right now. You can buy me a drink and a meal. Then when I go to the powder room, you can sling $100 into my purse. because I'm so gorgeous, and then pay for a cab home for me. And then you can wish and pray that I will phone you again.
Oh, thank you for giving me the chance.
Don't get cocky. Speaking of cocky, right, just before we order food, I'd like to look at your penis again.
Oh, right, of course.